April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey! Hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast, presented by the Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app, the Bet Parks Picks Pod. Elliot Tripark, James Seltzer with you again, right after being with
you. Yeah, we're back.
Yes, so if you're listening on the pod, okay, because obviously people watching didn't go anywhere. We're here. You're listening on the pod. I know I said in the last pod, but it's literally has been like 10 seconds.
Not even.
Since the last pod, and we're back.
Yeah. Well,
and it's opening day!
I was going to say, so that's the exciting thing. And obviously, we talk all the time about betting on sports.
Yes.
It is kind of crazy to think there's a whole new sport to bet on today.
It's amazing. And like, it's baseball.
An entire new plethora of options
to
pick from.
Look at you, plethora, right?
Thank you.
That was good work by you. I love that for you.
Thank you. Oh, there you go. That was beautifully done.
Thank you. I'm really good about it.
Man, I have a baseball take, but I don't know if I want to drop it.
Ooh.
But I think it's going to dominate the whole pod, so I'm not going to say it.
Do you want to say it at the end and then we won't fight about it too much?
Okay, yeah.
Is it one I know?
Yeah.
Is it the one I hate?
Yeah.
Okay. Get to that later. It's really funny. All right. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're just going to go through all the over-unders. I'm going to tell you what I think. Now,
okay.
I will be, again, never lied to the Go Birds listeners. I'll be completely candid. Last year at this time, my life, a little less busy than it was this year at this time. Last year, I was like really, really locked in. And
right.
I went through like, I had like 3 out of the last 4 years. Blah,
yeah,
blah.
You were good last year.
Not
and I think the bets did well.
The bets did great.
Yeah.
Not gonna
but to be clear, you should still tail James on
this. Have fun with this.
Yeah.
The bets are not as good this year.
Okay.
I'll just be honest. I did not have as much time to put in. My fantasy baseball teams aren't as good. Like, I just have not had as much time.
Well,
to
here's
put
the
in
good news, buddy. Fantasy doesn't really matter.
It's great.
So
that's why I'm just going to bet on
this.
This
is where
anyway.
The real stuff matters.
This is where the real stuff matters. I have, though, I do have my 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 favorites.
Okay.
So
we're doing all 30 teams?
I'm just going to roll through.
Okay.
Oh,
is it 30?
I love that phase. You are correct.
Yeah, okay.
Here's an easy way to remember it. Baseball, the one
same
sport.
Same as basketball.
Well, it's just there's 15 and 15 each league. It is an odd number. So that's why there is always an interleague game at all times.
15 and, oh, I see what you're saying.
Because all the National League teams can't play. So there's always an interleague series.
Well, unless a team's not playing.
Well, no, but a series happens.
Okay,
I'm
saying
no one takes 3 days off while everyone else plays.
Right, I get what you're
saying.
You
might have a day off, but the boys, yeah. Isn't
that
wild?
It's kind of weird that it used to actually be, right? 2 leagues.
Well,
completely?
Yeah, and they never play each other. Now, like the schedule
how
this year.
How dumb is that?
Well, I
like, and think about that.
There are a lot of people who would argue with you. And there was a, I have long been a fan of interleague play and I'm good with it. But there was,
yeah, I hope so. There's,
but there was a beauty to the idea of like you're facing a team in the World Series that you've never played, that you did not play all year, that you're only facing in the biggest, and then the All-Star game mattered too because it was the only time you saw these guys play
right.
against each other. So there were aspects to it that were really cool and what, but we're long past.
Yes, yeah.
This year actually has gone. They changed the schedule this year even more. Now it is as wide open as it's ever been. You don't even play your division teams as much. It went from 19 to 13 each, and now you're playing every team in baseball this year. So
well, I'm okay with that. It is crazy how often like you play it. The divisional team.
Yeah, I think it was too much.
Yeah.
Fine. Plus, our division's good this year. So
we yeah, so from the Phillies' perspective, it's
works
good.
Works out well on our end. Yeah. All right, let's just pal through. I'll tell you my favorites as we go. I will give you, at the end, one prop bet that I absolutely love. And I'm only bringing in my favorite prop bet. And yes, it does involve a Philadelphia Philly.
I mean, look, it's fun to do prop bets, but we're going to watch the Phillies the most.
It has a Philly involved. All right, let's dive through. I'm going in alphabetical order. But I will say the first one is actually one of my favorites. Now, this is not my, this would probably be like 7 out of 7.
Can I guess who the first team is?
Sure. In alphabetical order, you sure can?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm aware, yeah. I'm basically, never mind, I don't want to guess because I should just know it.
Well, I did it by,
is it Atlanta?
Almost.
Arizona.
Not too bad. It's Arizona.
Damn.
You got there.
One day
right,
I'll
that
learn
wasn't
alphabet.
Bad, though. You did
well,
right.
Well, to be fair, there's only two.
I know, but still you had to know the teams.
Yeah,
probably...
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. True. Yeah.
All right. Arizona's first. Their over-under is 75.5. Love the over this
yeah,
year in Arizona.
Do you?
So they won 74 games last year, and they got a lot of young talent. Like, they mm-hmm. have the number one prospect in baseball is going to be a rookie for them this year.
Is he going to play right away?
He's going to be awesome. So for reference sake, and I think it was overdrafted, I got him in the 5th round of my one fantasy draft. We did the WIP fantasy draft. Joe Giglio took him in the 2nd round of the draft.
Wasn't invited to that. Just fair.
Would you have wanted to be? Would you have
no,
wanted
but
to?
I would have liked the respect of being invited.
Yeah, I think everyone knew, like you didn't even care about doing the fantasy
who's
football
in
league.
Who's in it?
You like dropped out of the fantasy football league.
I did.
Baseball's
yeah.
so much harder. It's
yeah. You're right. You're right.
It's pretty much baseball guys at the station. You know, you're a baseball guy.
Well, I was going to say, yeah.
It's our boss, Rob Lakin, put it
yeah,
together.
Yeah, he's big into fantasy.
He's big into fantasy.
Yeah, he's big fantasy.
Mike Angelina.
Understood.
Dan Wilson's in it. Right. Obviously, Fritz is in it. DeCamera's in it. Who's coming? Yeah, you're right. Good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
DeCamera's in it. Giglio's in it. Hugh and Kyle Quinn
I
doing
heard
a
about
team together.
Show,
I think that was
yeah.
kind of a look at Hugh doing stuff for the show.
I like that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Ike?
Other people. No Ike.
No Ike. Okay. No,
again, this is a real commitment.
I will say it makes me feel better that Ike's not in it.
Dude, it's a real commitment. Richie's not in it. Like,
okay. Yeah, I'm
the camera's
I wouldn't
upset
have
about
it.
The camera, you could take the camera's team if
no,
you want.
No, I don't want
to. I know yeah. you don't.
All right. So you like anyway. The under on Arizona?
So I over.
Over on Arizona.
I like Corbin Carroll is their rookie guy. He's going to be awesome.
Even though Arizona's kind of like a haunted.
They
area,
are. Again,
now.
We're talking about
no, I mean,
over 75.
The Super Bowl was
there. Oh, good point.
Yeah.
I probably should go the under.
Well, okay. You're going to go over, so.
All right.
It's one of your favorite points.
All right. Now, these are the ones that I put less work into of my right. less favorites.
Good to know.
Not less work. It's just I didn't have as strong a feeling about
right.
it. You know what I mean? Braves 95.5. It feels like a fair number. They've gone over it the last couple years. They were at 101 last year. They did lose some guys. I think losing Dansby Swanson hurts. I'm going to go slightly over on this.
I'm going under.
I think they're like a 97-win team, but I would not bet this one.
Okay.
I would not be surprised if they take a step back. They did win 101
What's
last
the
year.
Highest? The
highest number this year is actually that.
I was going to say 95 is pretty high.
It's high. Well, we had higher numbers last year, but a team that is normal. Oh, excuse me. There is one higher number than that.
Well, I guess their division being tough is probably
yeah.
impacting
we'll,
that number.
Oh, it's part of it. Yeah, for sure. But a 95.5, I'm going to go slightly over. Because I like the Braves. I think the Mets take a step back. We'll get to that. Baltimore, 78.5 last year. They won 83 games last year. The Baltimore almost made the playoffs.
Baltimore might have the best logo.
They have a great colors.
Their hat is like phenomenal.
Good. Yeah, the old yeah. school one. With
it's a shame they're like irrelevant now.
They almost made the playoffs last year.
But they didn't.
Yeah, but they didn't. And yeah. I actually think I'm going to go under this year.
Okay.
People are really excited about the Orioles this year.
You're out.
I'm out. I All think right. last year was kind of a magical year. I think they won more games than they should have. I'm going to go under. Don't feel super strong about it. I'm going to go under. Also going under on the Boston Red Sox.
Ooh.
77.5 games. They won 78 last year. I think they're worse this year.
Wow.
It's an ugly scene up there in Boston.
It's a low number.
So they hate their general manager.
I see on Twitter.
Yes,
they not a fan.
Hate. Yeah. Trevor Story, like they waited till like halfway through the offseason for the guy to get surgery. Now he's coming out like 6 months.
That's
like,
insane.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? Yeah, they're poorly run right now. I think there's some bad mojo up there. I like them to go slightly under, though it is a fair number. All right, this is probably riveting stuff for you right now.
Well, I'm learning about these
okay,
teams.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I like this. Chicago Cubs, 78.5.
A guy. Here we go.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
Dude. The Cubs, 78.5, right around the number they had last year. Spent a little money this offseason, nothing crazy. This is a very good number right now. Their division is really bad, which helps them, you know, have as many games against them.
Right.
This is what I'm really torn on.
So if this impacts you at all, there's a chance I might go to Chicago to watch the Phillies play there.
Okay, so over. Okay, clear so that, over on the Cubs.
Well, so I was going to say under because...
Oh, because you'll be there to see them lose. Yes, yeah. I was just thinking your presence in Wrigley Field...
That's a good point.
...would be such a lift for the rest of the season for the Cubs. Obviously, they lose the Phillies, but
yeah,
for the rest
of the
season...
Yeah, that's only three games.
So, you know...
It's not even interleague play.
That's what I'm saying. So, yeah.
Same point. League play.
They've played for many years. Yeah. White Sox, 83.5. I'm going to go under. They won 81 last year. They were over under of like 95 last year. Fell off. I just don't like the mojo, you know, the La Russa thing last year.
Also a good hat. I had that hat growing up.
The black and white.
Yeah.
All right. The Reds, 67.5, under. They're
like
trying
Cincinnati
to lose.
Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, they're bad. Cleveland, this one would be, if I had an eighth pick, this would be my next one. 87.5 over. I did this last year. Last year... One of my best ones last year was I came in here and I said the Cleveland Guardians, which I'm still doing. It's a lot of years.
Well, I also love how you go like, if I had an eighth pick, like, guess what, buddy? You're the one
really
that set the cap
last
of seven.
Last year, they were 81.5. I came in, I was like, this is outrageous. I was like, this is one of the smartest organizations. I'm betting on this organization. Every year they win more than this. They won 92 games last year. So I'm just going to do it again. Obviously, the number more commensurate with their skill. They got a really good young team. They have a lot of good pitching, like, really good. Like, great bullpen guys, great starting guys. I like Cleveland to go over 87.5. I think the division is down again this year, too. Thoughts so far?
I like it.
Okay. That's all I needed from you, literally.
Yeah.
Colorado, 66.5. I'm going to go under. I know it's a low
number.
Do they
slap What's-His-Face that signed there and, like, never hit a home run?
Chris Bryant?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still there.
They're going to trade him, probably, right?
I mean, dude, they are a mess. So, for the Rockies are one of those teams that it seems like every year they're always like, oh, we'll be better. We'll kind of try and compete. And they never do. They're finally saying, all right, we're not going to compete.
Right.
we're trading guys. We're going to go down. Like, we're not going to compete.
Speaking of guys, teams that don't compete and overrated players, did you do Anaheim?
Oh, I'll get there, buddy. L.A.
Well, you're doing them in alphabetical order.
They're Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
They're the Los Angeles Angels.
Okay. I don't like that.
It hasn't been Anaheim for a long time.
No, I thought it was the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
So that was at a certain point. It was the Anaheim Angels like forever ago. And then at a certain point, it was Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They're just the Los Angeles Angels.
I think they should, whatever.
I'll get there. But spoiler alert, it's one of my favorites. So, yeah. Shocking.
I'm guessing your player prop isn't.
No. Yeah. All right, Detroit Tigers, 70.5. I think it's a good number. They were right around, I think, 68 or 69 last year. I like some of their young dudes. I'll go slightly over. I'll say like 71, 72 wins for the Tigers. Don't feel great about it. One of my favorites coming up next. I hate to do it. But Houston's over-under is 95.5. It makes absolutely no sense. They won, they won 100 and like six games last year. They've won 104 the last 5 years, excluding the pandemic.
Well, they've also shown they can go like win after they've already won.
Dude, they've been the World Series three the last 5 years. They won over 104 the last 5 years. The only year they didn't, they won 95. Their over-under is 95.5. I think this is a
one
stone
of those
cold
like,
lock.
This is one of those, like, what do they know? Like, because to your point, it's like if we're doing the football pod, we'd be like...
95.5 is a fair number. I mean, that's, again, it is the highest number.
But they've hit it.
It is tied. I know, but I get it. But it is tied for the highest number on the board. So they are the number one.
Right.
So, like, sometimes they just don't go higher and they try and build
things.
Right,
they're not going to do, like, 102.
Remember last year, the Dodgers won. I came on here, it was, like, 98 wins. I was like, this is crazy. They're over 100 every year, and they won 111.
Yeah.
You know, so,
all right. So you're going to bet it?
I'm betting the Houston one.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites.
Wow, real fan.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to bet for them in the playoffs, but I'm trying to make
some
money.
They are in the other league.
We are here to make money, folks.
That's a good point.
Kansas City, 68.5, under. I don't have super strong thoughts on it. I think they're going
like
to be...
Like everybody.
I think they're going to be in that range. I think they're a 65 to 70 win team. I'll go under because I don't, you know, I don't think they'll get to 69, but I wouldn't be shocked, wouldn't bet it. All right, I got back-to-back favorites in a row. And one of them is one you mentioned.
Okay.
Los Angeles Angels.
Can I guess?
It's 81.5 this year. What would you have guessed?
I would have guessed lower.
Okay, it's 81. Exactly, right?
Yeah.
They won 73 games last year. I did this last year. I think their number was like 84.5 last year. I came in, I was like, this is one of my favorites. Stone Cold Lock. They never go over. They will not go over. They will win less than 81.5 games. Bank on it. Bet everything you have on it.
I think there's a better chance they go under. No, I'm sorry. I'm not phrasing this right. There's a better chance that Trout and Ohani are not on the roster at the end of the year than it is that they go over.
I love that take.
Thank you.
Co-sign that take. And again, I mean, it's
got to kill Trout. He's not even the best player on his team.
Shohei,
if you're going to play in a strip mall an hour outside LA, you should at least be the best one playing.
It's a good point. Yeah. I mean, the funny part is you're playing with like the best player of all time, practically.
Yeah. So,
I mean, if we're just talking talent, the most talented player I've ever
it's
seen in my life.
How good
it's not
he
even
is.
Close. Like,
yeah.
There is no number in my lifetime, and Barry Bonds, the greatest hitter I've ever seen, and he is still the greatest hitter I've ever seen. He was a great defensive player and all that. Like, Shohei Ohtani's one of the best hitters and pitchers in the sport. What are we talking about?
Well,
he's by far the most talented player I've
ever
seen.
And what's so crazy
is, even in his hemisphere.
It's impressive that he does both, but he does both
at an elite level.
Yeah.
That's the poison all-star in both.
Yeah,
it's
insane.
Crazy. Yeah, if he were an all-star pitcher and a decent hitter, he'd still be the most talented player I've ever seen.
I kind of feel like the Phillies should try to trade for him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you think? Free agent at the end.
I'd be in on that.
So, all right. Another favorite. And I came into this saying, all right, like, the Dodgers are going to take a step back this year. And they purposefully are. Like, they have reset their spending. They're trying to get under the tax. If you get in too many years in a row, like, they let Trey Turner walk. They've let guys walk.
Where'd he sign?
It's a good question. Maybe he'll come up in my prop later. So I was already coming and be like, under. Yeah, I'm doing it. Dodgers
it's a
under.
High number?
It's 95.5.
Same as at Houston.
That is way too low. They won 111 games. 111, Elliot. That's
but you
five
just said
off
they're
the
taking
record.
A step back.
Dude, they win 100 every year like clockwork. Organizationally, they will win 100 games. Like, they will.
Okay.
So I'm taking the over.
All right.
And one of these years, it's not going to happen. And if any year, it'd be this year. But I can't not take the over.
All right.
All right. We'll get to the other half of baseball in a sec. I mean, what are we doing here? You can't listen to this whole pod and not download the Bet Parks.
So I'll never say it's rude to listen to the pod because we love you all.
Yes.
But it's a little rude to listen to the Bet Parks pod and not have the Parks app.
Exactly. And not be like, ooh, you know what? James is right. The Angels are a dumpster fire every year. How is it 81.5 wins? Boom. Money in my pocket.
And let me give you a quick thing about Bet Parks, right? So I went and I saw Nick Offerman there last
week.
Oh,
yes,
and I
just you did. Say, my guy, Ron Swanson.
We talk about this a lot from a gambling perspective, the app, you know, all that stuff. We go there for our show, so we know it's a good scene. But, you know, very rarely do I get to go out and, like, hang out there.
Yeah.
Dude, that place is fun.
I love it.
There's, like, seven
bars.
Yeah,
the Excite Center there is awesome.
You can walk all around. Like, you can carry the drinks around.
And they
around.
Get great acts there, too.
We had dinner. They let us take drinks to go. Into like, it was...
Wow.
It
That's
was...
Awesome.
Yeah. I would highly recommend a night out there.
I love that.
Like,
so
if you don't live close
Parks,
by, get a hotel. Like, it's...
Look at this. Night out at Parks, and then you can have the Bet Parks app, and you can be gambling while you're waiting to go to the night out. It's a beautiful thing. And again, you can make all these bets with us. So download the app now. Again, told you before, all new users can get, if you bet $10, you get $125 in sportsbook bonus if your first bet is a winner. That is an insane deal. Of course, you can bet on more than just baseball. You can bet on basketball. The tournament coming up this weekend. Listen to yesterday's pod for my thoughts on that. Basketball, you can bet on individual player performances. We love our parlays, all that good stuff. Again, all users, if you bet 10 and win, you get $125 in sports book bonus back. BetParks.com has all the terms and conditions. New users and winning bets only. Sports bonus bet must be wagered once. See website for details. You must be 21 in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Ohio. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's also give some love to
our other partner.
Oh God, it's so
it's fun to have. Yeah,
I love you, Window Nation.
Yeah, thank
I just
you
want
for joining.
You to know that I love you and I appreciate you. And my soul is happy to talk about how great you are.
So on the last pod, I said that I thought windows were the most underrated part of the house.
You did.
So here's like the only like kind of worrisome part about having Window Nation on the pod is they send this fact sheet with like all types of ways windows help your house. And as someone that gets worried about every single sound in the house,
yeah, like, oh no, oh
this
no,
is
oh
like
no.
I don't think Kristen's gonna be happy I can read this because it says if your windows are leaking, it can cause serious structural damage to your home and cause mold
this
to grow.
This is all you're gonna think about now.
Leaky windows can allow mold to grow inside your home completely unnoticed, and now is the time to replace them. But also, and look, if you listen to the pod, you know this. Weather impacts your windows. Hot days and cold nights can cause caulk to crack. I guess that's how you pronounce
caulk,
it.
Yeah. You never heard of caulk?
Well, this is like Krista. Like that's.
Yeah. To be fair, that is Emily's world, not mine. But I've heard of it.
I think
what caulk is.
I think we bought it one time, and like she was like, "Will you go up and ask ask for it?" And I'm like, "Please, just don't make me do it. Like I'll do it because I love you, but please don't." So yeah, that can be an issue. Seal failures, condensation. Here's the truth: if you don't have good windows, you're in trouble.
Yep.
So how can you help that? You can do it with Window Nation. And right now they have an unbelievable deal. Buy two, get two free. So houses only have four windows, as we discussed on the last pod. So you're basically getting every window in your house You get 0% financing for 5 years. That's right, 0% financing for 5 years. Also, Window Nation, the average installer that works for them, you want to guess how long they've been installing windows?
I don't know, like a few years?
16 years.
What?
The average installer has over 16 years experience with over 20,000 windows installed. Like, I've only been covering the team for 10 years.
I was trying to say, I've got 13 years experience.
Yeah, and
well,
I feel like we're both experts. So 16 years is a long time. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to find out that the windows can really hurt your house if you don't have good windows. You're going to call Window Nation. They're going to have experienced guys. You're going to call them at 866-90-NATION or go online to windownation.com. And as always, tell them Elliot and James sent.
Tell them you sent. Yeah.
That's where the music drops, like, oh, and it's like, do-do-do. Yeah. Tell them Elliot and James sent.
That's pretty great. Thank you to Window Nation. Thank you to Bet Parks.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah, seriously. Welcome to the family. All right, let's get back to this as we
continue to
make people money or attempt to, or not, have fun.
Yeah.
The fun thing I will say about doing these baseball over-unders is, like, you really get some bang for your buck. Now, you know, it is like, yes, you have to wait a while to get paid. I get that. But, like, there is something to adding to the every night of the season. It's like, I really hope the Brewers win tonight. it's a fun thing. You know?
So, like, when I started gambling on basketball, I learned so much more about the league.
Totally.
So maybe I'll, like, gamble on a bunch of baseball
It really helps,
teams.
Man. You know how much baseball I
watch.
Because
you're following it. You learn the players. Yeah. It's all
and
that.
It's fun because you're watching the games and it matters anyway. All right, let's keep it rolling. Miami, 75.5. I'm surprised by this number.
What's the lowest number?
We'll get there.
Okay.
So have we gotten to one of them? There are two teams with the lowest number. One of them's coming up for sure. Did we do one already?
Is Miami like trying to win?
Okay, so we didn't do them. They're both still on the table.
Is Miami trying to win?
So they are.
Okay.
They're trying to build, right? I mean, they have some young pitchers I really like Jesus Lozardo is awesome. Edward Cabrera is awesome. They have I know you do.
Yeah.
Sandy Alcantara, obviously the freaking Sandy Alcantara, the literal NL Cy Young winner. Like, they got some talent.
Mm-hmm.
They've started to spend a little more money, do some things. They won like 60-something games last year. 75.5 feels too high to me. They're
it's a big
freaking
increase.
Marlins. I'm going to go under, but I do, like, they are one of those teams. I wouldn't bet it because they are one of the teams where if like two or three guys take a big step forward, which is believable, they could be pretty decent. But I would still say under. Milwaukee, 84.5. They won 86 last year. They just seem to get it done every year, but they lost some dudes.
They did.
It doesn't feel like they're really all in on
also,
winning.
Also, not a great hat.
Yeah. Really? Oh, I love the Brewer hat.
No.
Oh, I could. We
I'm also not in on the whole slide thing.
Oh, see, I think Brewer's maybe the best, like, actual mascot name. It's the Brewers. It's freaking beer. It's freaking awesome.
I'm just not in on that.
Okay, I get it.
I don't like the throwback hat.
Not a beer guy.
Too.
I get it. Yeah. Not a beer guy.
Well,
gotcha.
Certainly not the IPA guy. The Devil's drink.
The Devil's. That's why you
Devil's
Miller
brew.
Miller
yeah,
Light.
Exactly.
Milwaukee.
Oh, I miss your light beer. You don't have to talk to me about that.
Me too, buddy. All right. Milwaukee, 84.5. I'll go under. I think this is a dangerous one to go under because they've been so consistently over the last few years. But I think they won 86 last year, obviously finished the season horrendously. I think they take a slight step back to like 82, 83. I wouldn't bet it, but that's where I'd go. Minnesota, 84.5. Spent some money this offseason, you know, went and brought Correa back and all that stuff. They won 81 last year.
Mm.
Some of these teams will be a little better. I'll go over. They were better 2 years ago. I don't feel good about this one at all.
I'm not betting it.
Yeah, don't bet it.
Yeah.
Don't bet it. All right, the Mets, 93.5.
Meet the Mets.
Stone cold under. Stone cold 93, under.
93, you said it was?
93.5. They're going
under. They feel like
under.
Disaster.
Yes. If nothing else, they feel like they're going to disappoint. They won 100 games last year. I bet you they're
more. It's got to suck to spend all that money.
88.
And to still not be good.
Can you imagine?
At least like Middleton spending money and they're good.
I like that. What a take.
Yeah,
especially
thank
because
you.
The Mets were way better during the regular season.
Whatever.
Love it. The other high one, Houston was 95.5. The Yankees, also 95.5. They were over that last year. I don't like the mojo to start the season. They went out and got Carlos Rodon. He's missing the first, you know, 3 weeks, month of the season. Luis Severino, their other best pitcher.
They do
out
have
for
that
like
feel
6 weeks.
They do have that feel good rookie that made the team.
They do.
Anthony Volpe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good number on him, by
I
the
like
way.
I like feel
11.
Good rookie. He's like their top prospect. I don't know if it's like a feel good story.
Isn't he from there or something like that?
All I know is their top prospect.
Yeah, there was a cool video of him making the team.
Look, I'm happy for it. Look at you just knowing stuff. Throwing.
No
you were ready to throw Anthony Volpe in there. I'm going to go under. This is a dangerous one. I think most people will go over. I think I'm in the minority here. I think they're going to take a slight step back this year. I still think they're a playoff team, but I'll go slight under. All right, another one of my favorites. We have two of my favorites left. And this is a bold favorite.
Mm.
because it is tied for the lowest number on the board. The Oakland A's at 59 and a half wins. 50. Do you know how hard it is to lose less than 60
games?
You
gotta lose over 100 games.
Like, it's hard to lose over 100 games. I think the Oakland A's lose like 110 games.
Wow.
I think they're going to be one of the worst teams we've seen in a long time. Or up there with the worst teams we've seen in a long time.
Philly just got someone.
110 is like a lot. Like maybe 105. But I think they're going under 59.5. And that's freaking hard to do.
What's the record? For
52-110 maybe.
Wow.
Like, there's been worse. Like back in the day, like there's been worse percentages. Like the Cleveland Spiders won like 40 games.
Started playing 162.
I think it's 52-110. I'm not 100% on that, but that's what's sticking in my head. I think they're going to be really bad. Another one of my favorites. I actually lied. I had one extra favorite because I think the Phillies are absolutely going over 88.5 wins. I can't believe it's so low. The Mets are 93.5. The Phillies are 80. I know they lost a lot more than that. Uh-oh. I can see your face. All right. Well, for me, stone cold lock the over. I bet on it.
Just tell me why you think. Tell me why I'm wrong. Okay? Like, is Zach Wheeler alive? I feel like I never hear about him anymore. Is he going to pitch?
He's
like
starting game two.
Okay. Right, so I'm wrong about that. So we'll take that. So I'm already feeling better.
Yeah.
Okay. He's Zach Wheeler being alive is a big one.
Zach Wheeler's
ready
to roll.
Did he pitch in spring training? Did I just like miss it?
You just missed it.
It's unlike me.
He's ready to roll.
Bryce is out. I don't know. Like,
he's going to be back sooner than we think.
Reese is gone. Like, pitching. I'm just
here's the thing that I think people are missing. Everyone
they're coming off making the World Series.
87 win team last year and the Mets were 100 and the Braves were 101. They were not an 87 win team. They were 7 games under 500 with Joe Girardi.
It's a good point.
When Rob Thompson came in, they're basically a 100 win team with Rob Thompson. So like everything we saw with Rob Thompson is basically what the Braves and the Mets were. I think people keep forgetting that. People keep being like, "Oh, they were so much worse." They weren't that much worse. They were just worse cuz
Girardi. Do you feel better or worse about their pitching from last year?
I feel better. I mean, their bullpen, I think this is the best bullpen we've had in Philadelphia since 2008.
Okay.
Like, I think the bullpen is going
to
be awesome.
All right, I'm back to the over.
And I think the lineup's going to be, I think the lineup's going to be awesome. And I think Harper's going to come back early. I think Trey Turner's going to be an MVP type season from Trey Turner.
I thought that might be your player prop.
No, it is a good one, though. I do like the, I have a better one, more of a lock in my mind for Turner. It is Trey Turner, though. But we'll get to that. All right, so anyway, Oakland under, Philly over. Pittsburgh 67.5. I'll take the under. I could see him going over. They've got some nice young players like O'Neal Cruz and Cabrian Hayes. If some of these guys take a step forward.
Also,
we'll
PNC
see.
Park is over.
Mitch Keller, I can't quit him in fantasy. Yeah. You know. But
well, if you need some help with that,
I'll take
let
the under.
Know.
PNC Park is beautiful.
Yeah. I hate when people are like, oh, what a great park.
Have
it's
you
like,
been there?
No, of course not.
Okay, well but then I've don't. This is what he does.
But
he
like,
says something ignorant
like every
and
time,
then can't back it
nobody
up
can discuss the Pirates without bringing up
awesome.
PNC Park. It's just
freaking
a baseball park.
No, it is the nicest place that I've seen a baseball game. Like
so it's
outside
nicer
like
than Citizens Bank.
Yes,
I find that hard to believe. Everyone's like, oh, you can see the bridge in the back.
Yes,
like, wow,
it's awesome.
Wow.
No, it's cool. The city's right on top of you. You are not allowed to comment on this, so you go. That's the end of the discussion.
I don't think you can have a great ballpark and have an irrelevant team.
What are you talking about?
Because their games don't matter. Like, a great ballpark.
What does that
they
matter?
They never play games
the
that matter.
The ballpark is, well, what's the ballpark in and of
like?
Itself.
Because atmosphere can't be that
sure,
good.
The atmosphere is not
That's
as cool
saying.
As, host, when you go, there's Phillies fans in the whole place. The atmosphere is great.
How about this,
Phillies
PNC
fans.
Park? Host one serious game, and then we'll
they
talk
have.
About you.
Well, like, Pirates made the playoffs like a decade ago. Like it's
they,
not been that long.
All right, how many rounds
remember
did
Andrew
win?
McCutcheon?
Yeah, I actually read a whole book on that season.
Well, there you go.
So I knew they made the playoffs, but it was like 1 year.
And that was in PNC Park, and it was actually like 3 years or something like that. I think they made a wild card game. Whatever.
The old manager.
Regardless, they're
a
disaster. I am not supporting the Pirates, but their stadium rocks, and you're crazy, and you can't say it until you go there. this is one of the toughest ones for me, the Padres at 93.5. I'm going to go slight over. They won 89 last year. They went out. They made moves this offseason. They're spending money still. They obviously won Soto here for a full season.
Right.
I'll go slight over. I don't feel great about it. That's not one I feel strongly about. I think they're somewhere from 92 to 94, so I think it's a perfect number. All right, my last of my favorites. The Giants are at 80.5. They won 81 last year. They won, obviously, 108 or whatever it was the year before. Like, I don't really get this one. I think they're going to be well over that. I think they're like an 85-win team.
So I think it's an overreaction.
It's an overreaction to last year. They went out. They tried to sign guys. It didn't work as much, but they are an organization that's trying to win, that will put assets in. If
they still got Gabe?
They're good at the deadline. Yeah, of course.
Cool.
They're good at the deadline. They'll make trades to add. They've got a super smart GM.
Now, that's a great
president.
Ballpark.
I've been to both. I actually like PNC better.
Oh, my God.
Dude, PNC's awesome.
I'm sure.
Crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's unbelievable.
Again,
on a very basic yeah. level.
I'm sure it's just a thrill. I'm sure it's a thrill to walk through with 5,000 other people there when they're losing.
Everyone listening, everyone 5-0
in the bottom of the fourth.
How absurd is it for Elliot to make this comment when he's never
you act like
been
I haven't seen it
to the ballpark?
Like I've seen it.
You're not there. Like, it's on TV.
Am I gonna get there and something's gonna like a
yes, you're like, wow,
an amusement park's
like,
gonna
beautiful.
Explode in left field?
No,
like,
but there's a freaking city there.
I've
it's
seen
awesome.
The picture. I can picture it because I've seen it.
All right, we need to hustle through these last few here.
Just
I have an event. Oh, by the way, if you're watching this right now, if you're listening, coming out today.
Oh, yeah.
Tavola's Springfield Country Club. New father, Jack Fritz, made his first appearance
first
as
appearance,
a dad
yeah.
out in public. We're going to be there. Plus, we've got 20 pairs of tickets, the home opener, to give away.
Really?
So, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Right? Dude, 20
pairs? 20 pairs?
20 pairs. We have 40 tickets, the home opener, to give away.
Look, I'm sure this place is going to be packed because I've been there. It is a cool place.
That's what I heard. I heard
but,
it's great.
But- If you're listening,
that's what I'm saying.
I
dude.
Mean, your odds got to be pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe let's say there's 100 people in there, which would be like a great showing.
Yeah.
You have a 1 in 5 chance if everybody does it.
I might like send two
that's
friends
what
or come.
I'm saying. Yeah. Like, this is a winning thing. So come hang out there. All right, let's plow through these last one quickly. Seattle 87.5. Love the over on this one. It was very close to being a favorite. They won like 92 or 93 last year. Have only gotten better. They got young guys who are getting Julio Rodriguez, one of the best players in baseball. Mm. St. Louis, 89.5. I think this is a perfect number. I'll go slightly over. I think they're like 92. I think they'll cruise in that division. I think they get a few wins because of it. Tampa Bay, 88.5. Last year, you know, I was all over the over. Last year, they only won 86 games. It was the first time in a long time.
Eye-opening season.
88.5, I think, is a really good number. I wouldn't bet on this one. If I were betting, I would bet on the over just because I would trust the Rays to win a couple extra games, but I don't feel great about it. Texas, 81.5. I like the over in this one just slightly. I think they went 80 last year.
Well, I think they're going to go 0-3 to start.
They went out and got the Grom. Yeah. You know, they do have some bats and stuff. I think they're around an 82-win team, but I don't feel great. Toronto, 92.5. They won 92 last year. I think this is a right number. I'll go slightly under, but I could see them being slightly over, somewhere in that range. And then the other 59.5, Washington, there's no way two teams lose under 60 games.
So, I don't know. Things happen.
You're right. My gut was to go under. I'm just going to trust my gut.
I think you should
under.
Trust your gut.
I think they're horrible. They are a really bad team. And there it is. We did it, guys.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was 30 minutes on the dot.
Yeah, that? That's
like
good.
Literally perfectly planned. All right. Final thought. I guess not. Final thought. So not 30 minutes on the dot.
Yeah. Well, do you want the final thought or do you want the baseball thought?
I forgot about the baseball.
How about this? We won't get into it.
Just say.
Give me 1 minute.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to respond. I'm just going to go to my final thought after.
Yeah,
because
we will
know,
be unable to stop.
Just know, yes. Elliot knows.
I hate this idea
with every fiber of my being.
Okay.
Go ahead, tell the audience. Right. I'm not even going to acknowledge it. I'm going to go right into my final thought.
Right
and then
it.
You do your phrase and we'll get at it.
Yeah. I think baseball should change to have 9 essentially designated hitters and 9 defenders. There's no other sport that has a clear change of possession where we have people play both sides of the ball. In football, we don't ask Jalen Hurts to play linebacker, right? We have offensive players and we have defensive players. It's better for the sport if you have 9 great hitters and 9 great defenders. It's also great for the players because there's more jobs. And what really, I've always thought this, but what prompted it is, there is no reason Rhys Hoskins should be out there playing first base. Rhys Hoskins is playing first base because he has to, right? He's a hitter. No one wants him playing first base. And now, because he had to go out there and try to play first base, he's out for the year, right? Now, you could have the option to play both. Like, you know, Trey Turner, great fielder, great hitter. They could certainly play him at both. I'm just here for optionality. It's a pro-choice type of thing. Like, you should be allowed to choose. It's silly to have to play both. It's just silly. It means players could get hurt less because they're only playing one side of the ball, for lack of a better term. And they're specialists, more jobs. Like, I just think it's so silly to think that Reese's season is over because of an antiquated rule. If you made the game up today, you would never have players play both sides of the ball.
My final thought, you know, a big fan we are of whistling on this podcast.
We are.
We have talked about it many times. One of my great laments when the dog ripped my face open, slightly worse whistler than I used to be because my lips don't quite connect the same way. It's actually quite disappointing. I used to be like a great whistler. Now I'm like a good whistler. I used to be like you.
I'm a phenomenal
whistler.
I know.
I used to feel the same way about myself. Now I know that I'm just a good whistler now because literally it's crazy because my lip got bit by a dog. So I have a scar there.
Oh, right.
So
you're a hero.
So they don't close. Like, they don't close the same way. It is what it is. I'm always so impressed by the people who can
do the
super loud whistling.
Yeah.
And that
with your fingers you're talking
fingers,
about, though, yeah.
Or some people don't even need the fingers, and that's even more, where there's like, and
they'll I'm pretty close to that. I'm not going to do it in the mic because it's bad.
But when you could do it like the really loud with the fingers or even without it, where it's just takes over a room.
I agree.
So impressive.
I can't do the finger thing.
So that's my thing. I can't do the finger thing either.
Okay. So I was in someone's house recently and they had, this was actually in their bathroom, but they had like a picture that had a saying on it. Like, death before dishonor is a fucking wild statement.
That was what it said?
Yeah. It says death before dishonor. Like, think about this. You would rather die than just be like, wow, that hurt my feelings.
Well, no, I think dishonor is the idea of you're saying like,
yeah, you
rather
would,
than be honorable. So you're saying like you would rather die. But,
go ahead.
You would rather die before doing something dishonorable, like before not honoring your wife or honoring this or whatever it is. Like, that's what did you think it meant?
I thought it meant like death before like someone played you. Like, you know, it was like kind of like, you're like, you're not going to dishonor me type of thing. Like you're going to respect me.
No, I think it's like dishonor, like honor.
All right. You know, well, then
like,
I guess it's not that insane. Well,
it's like something it's a knight would say. It's like something a knight would say.
So
like,
I thought of it more as like
dishonor.
Someone like, in like a biker gang would be like, you know,
no, I think
like I'll die before you disrespect the patch, like that type of thing.
I mean, sure. I think that could be a version of it, but I think dishonor is more meant in like, you know.
All right. Well, I guess I changed my mind. And if that's what it means, then yeah.
It's not too bad. I think it's something that's probably a little antiquated. I don't think we really
like
think
coins.
That way. That, yeah, like coins.
Yeah.
But back in the day, you know, we're going to war. You
right,
would say
like
death before dishonor or whatever. So yeah.
Right.
I think we nailed it.
Dying's still pretty.
It's pretty tough.
It's got to be.
I don't want to die.
Pretty dishonorable.
I would take dishonor before death, personally. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be willing to dishonor
that's what
myself
I mean.
To
yeah,
stay
like,
alive.
You could really say
I would go pretty deep on the dishonor
you
before
you could really say whatever
myself.
You wanted about me.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Or like, yeah. Even that. Like, I would be like, I'll say whatever you want.
Right,
or,
yeah.
But like, the whole, like, oh, torture me. Nah,
no.
What do you want?
Yeah.
It's all yours.
I would
tell you whatever you need.
The biggest snitch on the face.
Whatever you need. You're going to kill me?
Yeah.
Bro.
I'm good.
Bro, this went way too far. Here's the codes or whatever.
You can even take my phone.
Right there. Yeah, totally. I don't want to die.
Here's the code. He's hidden over there.
Exactly.
I promise you.
He's right in that closet.
I'll go kill him.
I barely know the guy.
Yeah, I barely know the guy, yeah.
That would be me.
All right.
We'll get out of here. Yes, this Saturday.
We're back.
We will actually be doing a radio show. Go Birds Radio is back 1 to 3 from Parks. Come say hi. Call in all the good stuff. So we'll be back then. So nice. Not as long.
Till Saturday. And the Phillies are after that.
How about that?
I think we're doing a little.
We are doing 3:30.
Yeah,
a little
baseball
leading
talk.
Off.
Yeah.
We'll be on until 3:30.
I'll
Elliot's
start off by being
takes.
Like, "Good news, guys! Zach Wheeler's alive and he's pitching tonight."
Oh, that's great. All right, we'll be back on Saturday. He's William James.